You know, as we enter 2024, we can probably look forward to a whole new year of new lies from the corporate media, right? It's kind of worthwhile to review some of the biggest media lies of 2023. And I posed this question on X, asking people to offer some suggestions and some good ones, and also some things I thought of beforehand. And just going to go through just a few items here. The biggest media lies of 2023, just to remind you how much the media lies. And some obvious ones here, like, oh, there's no inflation. What an incredible lie, because you can confirm there's inflation yourself every time you shop for food. Do they think people have forgotten what they used to pay a year ago for food? And whether you buy food at the grocery store or buy at a restaurant, you know prices have gone sky high in the last year. Of course there's inflation, and a lot of other things too. Spare parts, for example, consumer goods, clothing, you know, you name it. Travel, right? I mean, everything's more expensive, it seems. So yeah, there's lots of inflation, but the media just lies to your face. They also lie about the border, obviously. They say, oh, there's no open border. There's no invasion. There's no problem. The border's secure. We even had Alejandro Mayorkas there at the border telling us the border's secure. It's all good. It's fine. Everything's good. And yet, we're finding out that there are now 300,000 illegals per month coming across the border. 300,000 a month, folks. I mean, how insane is it? I mean, what is that? 3.6 million in a year coming across the border? Mostly military-aged men. And this is not considered a crisis by the media, you know, the mainstream media, nor is it considered a crisis by anyone in charge in Washington, D.C. This is all going according to plan. What plan is that? Oh, the replacement plan. You're being replaced. The American people are being replaced, and it's all just happening by denials. Oh, there's no problem, until one day you're totally replaced. And it's like, oh, yeah, we just lied to you. Yeah, but it's too late. You've been replaced. Uh-huh. All right, another media lie of 2023 is that Ukraine is winning, and Ukraine has just about defeated Russia, and Ukraine's counteroffensive is going to take back all that land, you know, the Donbass region, the southeastern portion of Ukraine, all the way to the sea, including Crimea, going to take it all back and send the Russians whimpering home with their tails between their legs. None of that happened. Ukraine didn't win in 2023. In fact, Ukraine, you know, sadly, Ukraine got defeated in 2023, and it's not looking good for NATO, for America, or Ukraine for 2024, because Russia clearly has the upper hand in terms of its military presence and weapons, equipment, manpower, skills, technology, all of it, not to mention its proximity. You know, it's right in its own, you know, backyard there, so to speak. I mean, Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union, you know, before 1991. I mean, the railroad tracks in Ukraine are still Russian width railroad tracks, you know? I mean, the Russians can roll their trains right into eastern Ukraine, and the trains fit, whereas, you know, Western European trains don't fit on Ukraine's train tracks because they're Russian widths. I don't know if you knew that, but the trains are different. You can't have Russian trains on, like, British train tracks. And the Russian train tracks are a little bit wider, by the way. It gives them more stability, makes the trains less likely to, you know, tip over. In any case, that was one of the big media lies of 2023. Another one involving war, another big lie, was that Hamas baked Israeli babies in ovens. And there are all these other outrageous lies, none of which could be proven, no evidence whatsoever. Oh, that Hamas beheaded 40 Israeli babies and carried out all these rapes and beheadings and baking. And it was all made up. It's just, they just lie the same way that, you know, Zelensky lies out of Ukraine, just make up anything for propaganda purposes to try to manipulate people emotionally to support your side of the war. That's what that was all about. And of course, Israeli's propaganda ministry is just as active and desperate as Ukraine's propaganda ministry or America's propaganda ministry or Canada's propaganda ministry. And, you know, of course, Russia has its own propaganda ministry as well. And no doubt there are all kinds of things that Russia said that aren't factually true either. I mean, this is what happens in war. There's so much propaganda. But it's foolish to believe the lies of the West when it's obviously just so much fiction. Again and again and again. But the media loves to report fiction because the corporate media is all total disinformation. They're going to cover up the crimes of the Bidens. They're going to make up new crimes for Trump. They're going to claim Ukraine is winning. Russia is losing. Israel is filled with angelic, wonderful people with wings. They have wings and halos. They're so amazing. They can do no wrong. And when they bomb civilians in Gaza, it's an angelic act, according to the corporate media. So that's very characteristic of 2023. Here's another big media lie of the year, that athletes dying on the field is totally normal, they said. And dying on football fields and soccer fields and cricket fields and baseball fields, just dropping dead all over the place, young athletes. You know, 23 years old, 27 years old, 19 years old, high school football, college wrestling, whatever. They're dropping dead like flies everywhere. Oh, totally normal. That's what we've been told. Never happened before the COVID shots. But now we are told that it's completely normal. Yeah, another giant lie, which also reminds me of another media lie, is that men can become women and that those newly formed women can compete with other women on women's teams. And it's totally all good, we're told. Because these biological men who pretend to be women, no, they don't have any advantage. Why would you think they have an advantage? They just keep winning the gold and the silver and the bronze and displacing all the biological women on the swimming team and the cycling team and the track team and the wrestling team and the boxing ring, everything, weightlifting, you know. Yeah, they're transgender women, you know, biological men, taking all the weightlifting medals and breaking their records. And everybody just looks at it and says, well, yeah, must be a woman. I mean, that dude's got a ball sack like the size of your head. That's not a woman. That is a big, hairy, stinky, hulking ape of a man who's lifting, you know, 600 pounds over his head or whatever. That's not a woman. If you can't figure out that that's not a woman, you're hopeless. I mean, my goodness, that is so far from being a woman that it's laughable that you could even say that's a woman. I mean, one of that guy's legs weighs more than the average woman. If you were to weigh his leg separately for some reason, I don't know why I thought of that, but if you just throw a wig on a big hulking, hairy, stinky male weightlifter, I'm sure that sentence is offending someone. If you throw a wig on him, does that make him a woman? If he says he's a woman, does that make him a woman? Well, of course not. But the media lies to you as usual and says that's a woman. That's an actual woman. And it's a courageous woman, you know, such courage for coming out and lifting 600 pounds and breaking all the women's records by pretending to be a woman. Yeah. Woo. Another big media lie of 2023 is that they claim that Trump is a threat to democracy. Why? Because he questioned their rigged elections. So Trump's a threat to democracy. And so in order to make sure that Trump can't destroy democracy, the Democrats have to destroy it first by removing Trump from all the ballots and making sure that the American people don't even have the opportunity to vote for him, even if they wanted to, because protecting democracy means denying democracy if you're a Democrat, which is, of course, the ultimate satire name for a political party that has rejected democracy. I mean, frankly, at this point, it should be labeled fraudulent for them to even call themselves Democrats, because the name implies they believe in democracy. They should, I think, be forced to change their name to just autocrats or fascists or just frankly, commies, because that's what they are. Dictatorial, authoritarian commies. They choose for you, and then you get to vote for whoever they say you get to vote for. That's kind of the way that communism countries work, and that's what Democrats demand for America. Because, you know, Trump is a threat to democracy. Not the commies. No, not the people actually faking the elections and rigging them and committing fraud and stuffing fake ballots into the ballot scanning machines. No, they're not a threat to democracy. It's Trump who wants to stop all the treason against America and, you know, build a wall and maybe get us out of wars and things like that. All right, another big media lie was it involved the Chinese weather balloons that we have since learned were actually spying on sensitive military installations and were relaying their data through a ground-based U.S. internet service providers. That just came out in the last couple of weeks. But we were told by the media that it's just a weather balloon, just a weather balloon, no big deal. Just a weather balloon that just floated off track and happened to end up directly over key U.S. military installations and critical infrastructure where the balloons, which are equipped with spying equipment, could just, you know, like hoover up all that sensitive electronic data and relay it back to Beijing. So they could, of course, determine the vulnerabilities of, you know, U.S. command structure and comms infrastructure and things like that. So, yeah, of course, we were lied to about the whole weather balloon. And the Biden regime just allowed it to keep floating and gathering information all across America. It was a spy mission. And then our military shot it down after the mission was complete. After the balloon had gathered up everything, then we shot it down. And then the media told you it was just a weather balloon. Don't worry about it. And they didn't tell you, by the way, that the exact same style of weather balloon from China has been outfitted in China's military experiments with nuclear warhead glide vehicles. They just drop them from the balloons, and then they can glide onto targets and detonate over U.S. cities or detonate even an EMP weapon for a local area, but most likely a nuclear weapon delivery system. And that's what those so-called weather balloons are capable of. So I guess when China wants to nuke the United States, all they got to do is just claim, oh, there's like 50 weather balloons that just went off track again. And those dang winds, those dang weather balloon winds, you know, we can't control them. Well, I guess they'd be saying this in Chinese. Feng han da. Feng han da. That means a big wind is coming. Feng han da lai le. And the balloons just, I don't know how to say the balloons went off track in Mandarin, but anyway, big wind coming and blowing the balloons, and then everybody in the U.S. media be like, oh yeah, must be true because China told us it's all good, and then the nukes drop out of the balloons, nuke all the U.S. cities, and no one will even print retractions at that point. Like, oh, we were wrong. No, because they're dead at that point, you see. They're dead. And let's see, other media lies of the year. We were also told that Nord Stream pipelines were not blown up by the United States Navy. That's a big fat lie right there. We were told that Hamas just magically defeated the Israeli Defense Forces on October 7th. Just caught them unaware, off guard. Yeah, come on, give me a break. What a fake narrative that is. And then we're told that bombing the bejesus out of Gaza is an act of self-defense by Israel. That, I guess, self-defense means killing 25,000 Palestinian civilians, but not actually defeating Hamas because they haven't. So that's another big media lie of the year. And that lie will continue all the way through 2024, no doubt. But in summary, I mean, just think about it here. All the media lies. Oh, the dollar is stable and it will hold value. Right? Your border is secure. America is the military leader of the world. Your government cares for you. Big Pharma loves you and wants you to be healthy and well. And they want to stop all pandemics and stop all disease and put themselves out of business. That's how much they love you. They want to just eliminate all their future revenues by inventing cures and solutions for all disease and all pandemics. Yep. And yeah, if you believe that, right? Oh, crazy. And the New York Times, you know, checks all its articles for accuracy and facts. That's a total lie. They lie on purpose. They are given orders of how to lie by the CIA. obviously the CIA just orders, you know, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, like, print these lies, and they do. And then they claim fact checked, you know, fact checked by who? By the CIA, by the people lying. They are the fact checkers. So it's just lie after lie after lie. Almost everything that you're told in society by the mainstream media and the government and the medical establishment, the scientific establishment, and so on, almost all of it, nothing but lies. Lie after lie after lie about pandemics, about, you know, the causes of autism. Oh, it couldn't be vaccines. No. About the safety of your food supply. Oh, it's perfectly safe. Keep eating more pesticides and herbicides and gender bender chemicals. You know, about the safety of your water supply. Yeah, just drink tap water. It's all good. Just suck it down. Don't worry about all those 5,000 chemicals. No, just whatever's in your city water. Yeah, fluoride's good for you. Just drink more fluoride. Yeah, don't worry about the fluorosis problems or bone cancer. Just keep drinking more fluoride. Lie after lie after lie. So this is why, of course, people who are informed about reality, they are clued into alternative media, or independent media. And they visit platforms like the ones that we've built over the years, Brighteon.social, which is like Twitter, but without the censorship. On Twitter right now, or X, you still can't post a Brighteon.com video link. Did you know that? It's still banned. So X is not a free speech platform, but Brighteon.social is. It's also why people use Telegram and, you know, Truth Social and what have you. And it's also why people use Brighteon.com. So remember, you can post videos there. You can just sign up. It's like the free speech version of YouTube without all the censorship and without all the, you know, Google surveillance also. So post videos and watch videos on Brighteon.com, and also check out Brighteon.tv. And we've got some new projects coming up in 2024 that I think you will really love. We also have Brighteon University at brightu.com. And you can go there and you can sign up to watch for free all the documentaries that we are streaming. And one of them right now is called Personal Energy Prepping with Francesco Garipoli. And people are really loving that one. We've had a lot of positive feedback about that. And I think it continues for the next couple of, no, it goes all week, actually, come to think of it. Yeah, it's running all this week right now, so go there right now, brightu.com, that's B-R-I-G-H-T, and then the letter U, brightu.com, which is short for Brighteon University, and you can watch that series for free with email registration required. But anyway, the more you want to connect with reality and truths and actual facts and not made up delusions, you know, like transgenderism and there is no inflation and when the border is secure and all that nonsense, then when you want the truth, tune in to independent media, read naturalnews.com, check out brighteon.com, and you can go to our news aggregation website, censored.news, which aggregates 40 plus independent sites from across the web, some of the most censored websites, of course, in the world today. Which means they're also the websites that have the most truth. Because today, if you tell the truth, you will be censored. But if you're willing to lie as part of, you know, being a journalist with mainstream media, you will be promoted and your lies will be protected and they will be fact-checked and pushed as truth, even when they were constructed as deliberate lies from the very beginning. So through all of 2024, be on the lookout for more mainstream media lies and make sure that you connect with and value independent thinking and independent truth. Because frankly, that's the only place you're going to find truth out there. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, founder of Brighteon.com and the publisher of naturalnews.com.